Good morning. I'm Sister Mary McCarrick. I'm the Diocesan Director of Catholic Charities, and I welcome you today with great joy and great thanks. We are also here to introduce first our new Bishop of Buffalo, Bishop Edward Malone.
Sorry, we'll talk later. But that color is good for the camera. Right?
Oh, that Irish skin. Bishop Richard Malone, who is here to lead us through his first appeal and our 89th appeal. So we welcome you, and please take the lead.
Thank you, Sister Roberta. Oh, excuse me. Sorry. But thank you, Sister Mary. We really do know. And it's good you mentioned Bishop Kimmich because of the wonderful leadership and support he provided for this whole effort for so many years. But thank you for coming. Happy New Year to everybody. And good morning. And it's my great pleasure, as your very new bishop, to be able to announce the theme and the goal and the dates and the patron. We always have a patron for our appeal. This is for Appeal 2013 in support of the work of Catholic Charities here in Western New York. Now, this is my first appeal, as Sister pointed out, as bishop here, and I truly look forward to witnessing firsthand the legendary and amazing generosity and support the Western New York community and the Diocese of Buffalo is so well known for. You may not know that in many of the efforts, fundraising efforts, including the Retirement Fund for Religious, that's a national collection, this is not in the notes, but it's interesting, Buffalo always ranks very, very high. In that particular collection, we're second only to Chicago in terms of the generosity of the Catholic people. So there's an amazing generosity of the people of this area. In a few minutes, Dennis Walczyk will tell us how Catholic Charities supports people of all ages throughout the eight counties of our diocese, including the programs and services that are offered right in this place by the outreach team at this Monsignor Carr Clinic. And Sister Mary will share the value and the return on investment of a gift to Catholic Charities. And sometimes people don't realize that the fact that we're called Catholic Charities does not mean we serve only Catholics. And sometimes people have that misunderstanding. And the fact is that we serve everyone because we're Catholic. And that's, I think, always needs to be emphasized again and again. At this time, it's my pleasure to announce the theme for Appeal 2013. It is this, three words, protect, strengthen, empower. Now, you are not having a deja vu experience. It's the same theme as our successful 2012 appeal, and inspired by the three core principles central to the work of Catholic Charities. This theme articulates how our efforts together benefit the community, benefit the common good of our people, all of those who turn to us for help. And the theme also magnifies the link between the generosity of our many donors and the results of our efforts through the messages, your support protects me, your support strengthens us, your support empowers me. Everybody is affected by the work of this appeal, those who give as well as those who receive, because we all receive. To continue protecting and strengthening and empowering those who come to us in many kinds of need, we have established a goal for Appeal 2013 of $10.7 million. And that amount is up $100,000 from last year's goal. So you see that we approach this increased goal with a certain kind of prayerful, hopeful confidence that we will achieve it, and determination. Appeal 2013 will run through June 30, the close of our fiscal year. Key dates include Appeal Week 2013, which will take place March 17th through March 24th in parishes throughout our diocese. And now to our patron. Every year we choose someone who will be an inspiration to our efforts because of his or her service to people in need. And this year the appeal is under the patronage of Blessed Frederick Ozanam. He was born in 1813. Don't worry, this is just a short version of his life. And an amazing man who served the poor of Paris and drew others into service as well. You're probably familiar with the St. Vincent de Paul Society. It does tremendous outreach work throughout the world. He helped to co-found the St. Vincent de Paul Society, in his words, quote, to ensure my faith by works of charity. St. James tells us that faith without good works is dead. And it's through Catholic Charities we make sure our faith is alive in service to others. Beatified in 1997, Blessed Frederick said this: Christianity is not about ideas, but about deeds inspired by love. That statement, in fact, itself is an idea, but it's a wonderful idea that tells us that we need to put our faith into action. Like Blessed Frederick, each of us is called into a relationship with God and asked to give of our time, talents, and treasure for the benefit of others. As followers of Christ, all of us are challenged to serve those who are poor and most vulnerable in our community, and we're all asked, because of that commitment, to support the wonderful and really urgent work of Catholic Charities. I want you all to know how proud I am to be in the position to lead such a generous diocese. While I'm profoundly grateful for your past support, I'm reminded of the words of Blessed Frederick, who said, charity must never look to the past, but always to the future. As such, I humbly ask for your continued support and financial assistance, enthusiastic assistance, as we embark on Appeal 2013. We ask God to bless our efforts and help us to meet our goal. And we know that he will. Sister, back to you. Sister Mary.
Thank you, Bishop Malone. We're really looking forward to having you with us on the appeal journey. It's quite a ride. Great. As Bishop Malone pointed out, we're using the appeal theme to protect, strengthen, and empower. In the past year, Catholic Charities was able to protect, strengthen, and empower over 130 individuals in need in Western New York. I'd like to introduce you right now to a few of the people that we were able to help. I'd like you to meet Wilson. Wilson is one of our foster grandparents. The foster grandparent program exists for two purposes. It provides a small stipend for low-income people to enable them to take the time to volunteer, and it provides for the children, primarily, or elderly, whom they're serving. Wilson serves routinely 10 children at School 84, special needs children. And he describes the joy he has in serving, in having a purpose and a place and something to offer in the community. And the children respond remarkably to all that he's able to do. Now, we also strengthen families. I'd like you to meet Stephen and Janine. Now, Stephen and Janine, lovely couple, married 12 years. They have 5 children whom they're homeschooling, and they both work. You can imagine there's some pressure involved in that, and they felt like their marriage was taking kind of second shift to everything else that was happening in their lives. So they came, like 2,000 people, to our marriage counseling centers, of which we have 2 in Erie County, and found the kind of support and assistance they needed to refocus on the centrality of the marriage to everything else that they were doing in their lives. So Stephen and Janine will be with us through the year. Finally, I'd like to, this is a little harder to pronounce, these are 2 of the children of the Rama Bahur Rai family. They were in Bhutan. The family lived in Bhutan, and had to leave immediately one night just to save their lives. They spent some couple of years in Nepal at a refugee center run by Catholic Relief Services. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees declared that whole group international refugees, and for 2 years ago they came to Western New York under the auspices of Catholic Charities. Catholic Charities nationally is the largest resettlement provider in the United States. So this family, can you picture it? You come, husband, wife, three children, and no language. You have to start again. Language, clothing, food, customs, everything. That's what Catholic Charities Resettlement does for a family. Picks them up at the airport, brings them to a house already appurtenanced for the needs of the family, enrolls the children in school, the adults in education, and helps them find a job. So both parents are currently working. The children are doing very well in school, especially the younger ones. They, you know, they learn language so quickly. So that's another family that you have helped. Now this year we have a really nice way for you to get to know the families. If you have one of those smartphones, and on our advertising and on our little brochures is one of those QR codes, right? QR code. You just push on it, and it will take you to a little video where the person themselves will tell their story of how it was that they came to Catholic Charities and what they were able to receive from Catholic Charities. If you don't happen to have a smartphone, you can still go on the internet to ccwny.org, and if you backslash strengthen, you'll get the couple. If you backslash on protect, you'll get Wilson's, Wilson will speak to you, and the Bahar, whatever family, they will speak to you if you get onto Empower, okay? And it's just a really lovely little thing. Now, again, our patron is Frederick Ozanam, and this is the 200th year of his birth, so that makes him additionally an important patron. And he said, "Ours must be the work of love, of kindness. We must give of our time, of our talents, of our very selves." We believe that if you can contribute to Appeal 2013, this is what you're doing, giving of your time, your talent, and yourself. You enable us. We have 500 employees eager to serve, needing only your financial support that will allow us to continue to provide this level of excellent service to the people of Western New York. So we invite you to help us to protect, strengthen, and empower with your gift to Appeal 2012. Now, many people in Catholic Charities give of themselves. We have about 1,000 volunteers who help our programs through maybe foster grandparents, ladies of charity, our pantries. We have 700 volunteers who provide for the appeal through the parishes. That's quite a number. And now I'd like to introduce you to our greatest volunteer, our chair, our chair for 2012. Steve Ulrich has been involved in the appeal first at his parish, Christ the King Parish, then as the overall parish chair of the appeal, vice chair, and now has moved into our key position of appeal chair. Steve, this year it will be in his spare time, will be running his company, Granite Spine, which provides implements for back surgeries. So we welcome Stephen to take the leadership.
Thank you, Sister Mary. Thank you, Bishop Malone. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I am honored and I am excited to serve as chair of the 2013 Catholic Charities Appeal. I've been involved in Catholic Charities for many years, and I believe strongly in this appeal, which funds programs that provide such a great service to our community. To reach our goal this year, our team needs to overcome several challenges, yet we've already seen encouraging results. We're anticipating growth in the corporate division and are pleased by the strong early response from our local business community. We believe that the corporate division can be a $1 million division and will continue to highlight to businesses how support for the appeal builds a stronger community and a better workforce. At the parish level, our average gift each year continues to grow and is now the highest in the history of the appeal. And we'll look for that to continue as our current donors see in contributing a little bit more each year. And despite donor loss driven by demographic trends, we still have 60,000 donors to this appeal. That's a remarkable number. We're proud of Catholic Charities' 4-star, top rating by Charity Navigator, an independent evaluator and watchdog of charitable organizations. This rating demonstrates our efficiency and responsible stewardship of donor contributions. More than 83% of the funds raised directly benefit the 70 programs and services that we offer, as we keep administrative and fundraising costs at a minimum. And plus, for every dollar donated, Catholic Charities is able to leverage 3 additional dollars from other funding sources. And this year, we'll continue to reach out to the younger generation of potential donors and spread the message of Catholic Charities' mission and its role as the charity in Western New York and the most comprehensive human services provider in this region. Joining me in these efforts are the dedicated members of the 2013 appeal team. Please allow me to introduce them. Michael and Maureen Pratt are our vice chairs and large gift and leadership gift chairs. Rick Cronin is our parish chair. Beth Matamore, our community chair. And our corporate chairs, Anthony Del Monte Jr., Kathy Lawley Best, and William Lawley Jr. What a team. Thank you for your donation of your time and talent to serve Catholic Charities, and I personally want to thank you for all of your efforts this year. On behalf of the appeal leadership team, I'd also like to thank the more than 700 parish and community volunteers and the grassroots effort done at the parish level to make this appeal successful. I know firsthand, I ran our parish appeal for a few years, and it's really remarkable, and it amazes me, their dedication every year. It's through their motivation and dedication that we're able to fund these vital programs that Sister Mary just spoke about. On our website, you can learn more about Catholic Charities through the stories of the people that we serve. We encourage people to donate online at ccwny.org, and in the coming weeks, you'll find information there about the appeal's progress. We're appealing to everyone at this time to consider how a gift to the appeal could benefit families like theirs, or their neighbors, or their workforce, and to contribute as they are able. If you're new to the appeal, please consider even a small gift, as every dollar counts in helping those in need. Each year, our leadership team and our volunteers are met with a great challenge in meeting such an aggressive goal in a region that encompasses the 5th poorest city in the nation. Yet the humbling generosity of Western New Yorkers always shines through in times of need. I've always said, this is an easy charity to love. I'm confident that the City of Good Neighbors spirit, together with the hard work and commitment of our volunteers, will once again lead us toward a successful campaign. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. And now, with great pleasure, I introduce my co-leader at Catholic Charities, Dennis Walczyk, who will tell us a little bit more about our programs.
Good morning. Thank you, Bishop Malone, Sister Mary, Steve, and our illustrious appeal leadership team, our friends and supporters. Welcome to the Monsignor Carr Ritz Street Mental Health Clinic site. This site represents one of 19 former Catholic parish and Catholic facilities that have gone under creative reuse and are getting new life from Catholic Charities. We have a long history at this particular footprint in the city of Buffalo. We used to occupy the school building behind us with senior programs and child day programs. A few years ago, we hosted this event at the building next door, which is the site of our WIC program and also houses preventive services. And we, again, are very pleased and proud to welcome you to our clinic site here on Ritz Street. This clinic site, along with its partner site on Humboldt Avenue, Humboldt Parkway in the city of Buffalo, represent our two comprehensive community-based behavioral health treatment centers serving adults and children. We also operate 5 mental health satellite clinics throughout the city of Buffalo and Erie County, and 3 clinics in Niagara County, in Niagara Falls, North Tonawanda, and Lockport, dedicated to serving the mental health needs of children and their families. Our Humboldt Parkway site also provides treatment services for those suffering from chemical dependency and also treats individuals who have a dual diagnosis of chemical dependency and mental illness. Services at this site have grown dramatically since our move from our former Grider Street location 3 years ago. It's increased by 65% from where we were 3 years ago at that site, and we currently serve 827 clients here, providing over 1,100 mental health visits each month. Unique to this site and also to the mental health services operation in Erie County is our community outreach treatment team, which is a mobile unit that provides in-home mental health services for adults who are homebound and cannot get out of their houses to seek services in the community. Through our community outreach treatment team, we provide over 100 visits each month to those in need. Our clinical services division, known for over 50 years since its inception as the Monsignor Carr Institute, provides hope and a beacon of light for those in need, consistent with our mission. We don't turn anyone away. And because of that, that's why the appeal is so important to the work of our clinics here and across the community. We could not serve the numbers of people that we do without the critical funds that are raised during the appeal. These are life-sustaining funds for those who receive healing in offices just steps away from the room that we're in right now. So thank you. Thank you very much to our hardworking appeal team and all our extraordinary volunteers who each year make this drive such a success. I'd also like to note and thank our department director, Brian O'Haron, and Erie Green, who's the site supervisor, who keeps this clinic humming, our Rich Street employees, and all the employees of Catholic Charities for the dedication to the mission of Catholic Charities and the services they provide. And most importantly, I'd like to thank you, the Western New York community, for your generosity and support of our work as we launch Appeal 2013. Thank you.